listening to?
Now we're going to listen to Ruined Mood by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
And not Music with Kara Hour?
Oh, yeah, we're
Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan ain't the only one in a rude mood, huh? All right, so you got any ideas what this song's about, or we just like it because it's a good song?
It's just instrumental.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of instrumentals, we got some cool stuff on the way. All right, here we go. Rude Mood, Stevie Ray Vaughan. He was a good guitarist. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to Google it.
Yeah.
We gotta Google everything. know, so you got to make sure you push that lock talk button.
Yeah.
Man. Stevie Ray Vaughan's one of the good guitar players, you know, and then there's Eddie Van Halen, and of course, you know, there's other guys out there that are pretty good. But we'll get to all that, right? All right, so what are we doing now?
Now we're going to do Artificial Red by Mad Season.
Is that like the dye that's in the Kool-Aid nowadays?
Ooh, I hope not.
Red dye number 7 or yellow dye number 5 or all that. I always joke about it. If you want to make a bomb, go to the snack section in the grocery store. It's got all the chemistry. Right?
Yeah.
So, y'all are what you eat, man. That's what they say.
I'm the bomb.
You're the bomb. All right, just don't blow up right here. Okay? I love you and everything, but don't blow up. That's disgusting. Are you deaf everywhere? Mad Season, Artificial Red. Don't blow up!
Thank you. special red. Smoke, poison, consume. And I
get up and go, got up and went with that one, man. It's like my something or another, my yeehaw has left the building. You say you was feeling that song yesterday?
Yeah. And then I'm just tired.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of like eating too many marshmallows.
Ugh, I don't even like marshmallows.
Well, if you eat one or two, it's not so bad, but if you eat the whole bag, you're like, rah! I think we just ate the whole bag of marshmallows with that song. All right, so, so moderation is a good thing. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson.
Oh, cool. Cliffs of Dover. I was kind of like slightly prepared on this one here because there's an article out there about Eric Johnson. A lot of people don't know about Eric Johnson. That's okay. I need to see if I can even find it there. I know I posted it. Huh. Anyway, you know, he won some awards for his music, and he had, like, a lot of talent. And there it is right there, Wikipedia, Eric Johnson. Anyway, Eric Johnson, born August 17, 1954, is an American guitarist, vocalist, composer, and multi-instrumental. His 1990 album, On Via Music.com or something like that, was certified platinum by the RIAA, and the single Cliffs of Dover won the Grammy Award for Best Rock Instrumental Performance.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even know who Eric Johnson is, but as far as I'm concerned, and this might be controversial to all you musical fans out there, some of you like maybe like Eddie Van Halen or Yngwie Malmsteen or
all
them different guys like that, but Eric Johnson, in my opinion, is by far the best guitar player that ever lived. And you can listen to him play right now and then make your own decision. But this guy, I tell you what, he has some talent. Thank you. after hearing that, can you honestly say that that dude don't know what he's doing?
Sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Man, I'll tell you what, I wish I could play like that. I'd be out there showing off, man. Yeah, I'd be out there doing that all day long. That's all I'd do. I'd have, like, duct tape on my fingers because I'd have wore them down to the bone. Well, that's some dang good guitar. Well, if you could play like that, you want to show it, right? Dang. I mean, I could play a guitar, but I couldn't even play a fraction of what that. And even Eddie Van Halen couldn't put a whole candle to that dude. Eddie Van Halen's supposedly a legend.
It take a lot of practice.
Yeah, but that guy just flawlessly, every time he picks up a guitar, sounds awesome. And he plays the piano and different instruments, that kind of stuff. And from what I understand, he sings. I've never heard him sing.
Me neither.
I couldn't testify to that, but as far as the guitar, he's got it. He's one of the rock gods. Unknown. How do you not know this guy? Jeez. All right, where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to... When the Crowds Are Gone by Sabotage?
Yes, that's it. When the crowds are gone is the moment I'd start playing and they'd all get up and leave.
Oh.
Ain't that a drag? Some people say, well, it's because you're too loud. Well, I say if it's too darn loud, then you're too darn old. Listen to this guitar. It's about to explode, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's what it is. All right. Rock and roll ain't noise pollution. Let's go to Sabotage when the crowds are gone.
I don't know where the years are gone. Memories can only last so long. Like faded photographs, forgotten songs. Things I never knew. When the skin is thin, the heart shows through. Please believe me, what I tell you's true. turn them off, my friend, and the ghost will just let them in. 'Cause in the dark, it's easier to see.
So he was saying, let the ghost in? How do you ghost proof your house?
I don't know.
I mean, like, if a ghost wants to come and go, I saw that Casper, the friendly ghost, he's coming through the wall and all that kind of stuff.
Through people?
Yeah. All right, so we learned something. Just let him in. Open the door. Say, come on in, ghost.
I don't want to mess with ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I saw the movie Ghostbusters. I'll just build me one of those zappy things. When the ghost comes in, you're
probably going to hide under my blankets. And if I can't see it, it can't see me.
Yeah, well, it'll probably just go right through the ghost and then change your hairstyle for you.
It's not real.
All right, you have electric dang flying through the air, and you're like, stop doing that. All right, where are we going now?
My Only Fan by Malfunction.
My Only Fan by Malfunction. What is your malfunction? Mm-hmm. All right, My Only Fan. I had a fan once. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Kind of fan.
About this tall and had like a little reciprocating, went back and forth and blow your hair sideways and stuff. A different type of fan. When it came down to being a musician, I don't know if I had any fans at all.
Oh, it'd be cool to have fans, you know.
I might have had some haters.
Get some, like, fans down below so it blows your hair back.
Yeah. That way you look like you're, like, when you're playing riding the storm out, there's wind and rain and people throwing buckets of water at you. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that part.
Where's your sense of adventure? Okay, so that was interesting.
Yes.
But this next song, when I first saw the deal on there, this is what I thought it was. Hold on. Alright, I think I got it here. Version of the song. That's like, I don't even think it's the same lyrics, is it?
No.
Alright,
no, so. This one is Still the Night by Whitesnake.
Still the Night by Whitesnake. So we're learning things about music. Some of the titles say the same, but they name something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alright, here we go. Well, you know that type of food ain't good for you, but Big Macs are good.
It's like the best thing from McDonald's.
Yeah, so I like to get a strawberry shake and three McDoubles. I actually get the doggone double cheeseburgers, but no, they made it like they took the extra cheese off the McDoubles.
Oh, so they have to charge you more?
You got to charge another dollar for a slice of cheese if you want a double cheeseburger. It's the only difference between a double cheeseburger and a McDouble. Ain't that crazy? Bunch of tightwads can't afford another piece of cheese.
Well, now I'm thinking, how many times have I ordered a McDouble or a double cheeseburger and didn't know the difference? I probably didn't even know what I got.
Well, you got robbed. I got robbed the first time I bought McDouble, because McDouble is like a cheeseburger, but it's called a McDouble.
Cheese.
Less cheese. Why do you do that? Dang communist.
But it's tasty.
Yeah. Anyway. So, where are we going now?
Okay, so, I don't actually know what this one is called, but I watched the movie Pumpkinhead last week, and on the end titles, there was a song that I really liked, and...
So, you wanted to hear that. Yeah, I found a few good songs like that. Pumpkinhead 1988, end titles.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe, this isn't a mystery song, so don't get all in uproar, but you can tell us what it is if you know the title and the band.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you ain't winning nothing. You don't really win nothing on there.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. A free trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks when we do get to the mystery song. But this is not, but if you know, just let us know. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
What's going on now?
Well, this next one is going to be the last one before the mystery song.
Okay, cool. And yeah. And the doggone the title says Rock and Roll Deserves to Die
by the Darkness.
Well, I posted a link in the chat rooms over there, People for People, and Shazoo's Radio in the Super Chat. Like 17 different rock stars who claimed that rock was dead.
There was a lot when you pulled up that list.
17 of them, at least. Yeah, some of them we knew. See, the one I thought was like Lenny Kravitz. Rock, I hated that song, Rock is Dead.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
It's terrible. Yeah. Anyway, rock and roll ain't dead. I still got a guitar.
Yep.
Alright, so I'm still kicking. Alright, so anyway, now the darkness, rock and roll is dead. And then after this song...
Mystery song.
And so, what you gotta figure out this time is, who's the one who played this guitar solo. Don't even have to know the band, just the name of the person who played it.
Sounds simple enough.
Yeah, so there you go. I bet nobody guesses it. Let that be a lesson to you. Don't mess with Karen Shaziz. We ain't playing around, are we? It's funny stuff. Anyway, we'll let you know when the mystery song's coming. But meanwhile, Rock and Roll Deserves to Die by the Darkness.
Yes.
Yeah. Alrighty then, so now is the time y'all been waiting for a mystery song. So whenever you guess this one here, I'm only going to make you guess the name of the artist that actually played it, even though if you get the name of the actual solo that it's called, then that's a bonus, and you can get some extra donuts while you're at the snack shack or your refrigerator or whatever. So just guess the song artist and then the one who played this particular solo, and you can win a free trip, all expense paid, to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks, and throw in the name of the tune and you get the bonus extra donuts or whatever. Ha! So here we go. I still got the button on. Ha! You've been listening to Music with Carrie Hour. Here you go.